Last week, iRadio published an article alleging MetBlue issued fake COVID-19 certificates to people planning to travel outside the country. The report also said some COVID-19 certificates had mismatched names. Ugandan officials has arrested some travelers carrying fake certificates bearing the MetBlue logo, according to iRadio. But Philip Kwadjok, a lead technician at MetBlue, denies the allegation. Kwadjok is demanding that iRadio apologize publicly within a week or face legal action.
MetBlue Laboratory does not issue fake results nor mismatch names on certificates. We challenge iRadio to provide evidence of their false claims or apologize for publishing deforming information about MetBlue, failure to which we shall take legal action against them.
South Sudan in Focus contacted Kong Palchan, iRadio's station manager, who declined to comment.
We are told not to speak on that because they already issued arrest warrant. So I will give you our lawyer number so you talk to him.
Lawyer Issa Muzamil, who represents iRadio, says his client is aware MetBlue files a complaint against iRadio at the police station, but says he is still investigating the matter and will comment later.
I first want to ascertain the facts because I was notified of it and I went to the station, but I'm yet to find out some facts about the circumstances which made them issue an arrest warrant. So that once I get that, I can be able to talk to you. But for now, I will be totally talking out of ignorance if I was to tell you something because I haven't got any clue about what transpired.
Kwadjok acknowledged that MetBlue's quality assurance team detected some forged COVID-19 free certificates in the market bearing MetBlue's logo. Kwadjok says MetBlue's management reported the forged certificates to the COVID-19 task force and an investigation are underway. He insists MetBlue's COVID-19 results have foolproof security features that can verify their authenticity worldwide, including a sticker.
A hologram sticker. This is attached to hard copies of the result. It cannot be replicated and can be used to verify that the results are from MetBlue. Barcode. This should always match the code sample tube or the VTM tube and the receipt for payment barcode. QR code. This is internet-based and can be scanned on any smart device to get the soft copy of the certificate that matches the hard copy.
Kwadjok says any mismatched names on certificates is forgery. He says MetBlue samples are collected and tested the same day with a turnaround time of 6 to 8 hours for results. He says MetBlue uses a polymerase chain reaction testing kit, which is recognized and recommended by the World Health Organization, and that all coronavirus positive cases are handed over to the COVID-19 task force on a daily basis.
All results are shared in soft and hard copies with the task force on coronavirus and the Ministry of Health on daily basis since the 4th of December 2020, when we started our operations. Our positive result samples are handed over to the public health laboratory.
Kwadjok assured the public that MetBlue is committed to impeccable customer care and service delivery in South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.